In the first reading today, St. Paul prays that we would have our Lord Jesus Christ dwelling through faith in our hearts. Now you stop and think about what he's saying. We have to have faith in order for this to happen. And yet, it isn't the faith that dwells in our hearts. The faith is in our head. Jesus is in our heart. That's what St. Paul is getting at. And what is the purpose? That being grounded in love, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and that you may know Christ's love, which surpasses knowledge, in order that you may be filled unto the very fullness of God. So let's break that down a little bit. We look at what St. John tells us. Simply, God is love. Period. God is love. So we look at everything that God did, everything that God does. It is simply an expression of his love. So we look back at Christmas and we ask ourselves, okay, why was our Lord born for us? Why did he come as a little tiny baby? To show us how much he loves him, how much he loves us, and to invite us into that love, because as a baby, who could be afraid? Who could shy away? Who isn't attracted to a baby? We love them. Praise the Lord. So that's what he did. He came not only to show us how much he loves us, but to draw us to himself so that we would love him. And then we look at everything that he did through his life. Of course, it was pure love. We look at what he did on the cross. Once again, it is pure love. But it's the same principle that we just saw at the Nativity. His heart was open on the cross. We are told specifically that the soldier pierced his side and water and blood flowed out. After all of the blood would flow out of the body, there would still be some remaining in the heart. And so the pericardial sac and the heart were pierced and blood and water came out. So our Lord's side, his heart, is open. What did he tell us? When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw people to myself. So he went to the cross to show us, once again, how much he loves us. And his heart is opened so that we can love him, to draw us to himself, just as he did when he was a baby, to draw us to himself so that we could love him. So now he is doing the same, opening his heart wide to us so that we can love him. And of course, we just look a day before, and he gave himself to us in the Holy Eucharist. And we know that when the scientists have looked under the microscope at these occasions where the Eucharist has become a piece of flesh, it's cardiac tissue. It's the heart. The Lord is once again trying to say, I love you. And once again giving us the opportunity to love him, to receive his love, and to give ourselves in love. Now that by itself is enough to keep us pondering for the rest of eternity, but it doesn't stop there. Because St. Paul prays that we would have our Lord in our hearts so that we would know what is the breadth and length and height and depth. What's all that about? First of all, the only other place in Scripture that comes up is in the book of Revelation when it's describing heaven. The length and height and breadth and depth are all identical. But he's talking here about the love of our Lord. It is infinite. The height and depth and breadth and length are infinite. And this is what is most astounding to ponder for each one of us, because the Lord, if we are in the state of grace, dwells within us, exactly what St. Paul is praying that he would do, so that we would be able to know the light, length and height and depth and breadth. In other words, the Lord has now entered into us so that we can enter into him. And there is something of an absolute miracle beyond the one I just mentioned that goes on, because our problem in our humanness is that we're finite. And you cannot get the infinite into the finite, which is why we can say in heaven there will be infinitely more. You're going to look at God and there will be infinitely more for you to understand and for you to love. But as long as you are alive, there is always a greater ability to grow in love. While indeed your heart is finite on one level, your ability to love has no bounds. That's the point St. Paul is getting at. Literally, with our Lord in our hearts, the infinite has entered into the finite. It is impossible for the finite to be able to have the infinite. But that's what he did, because he likes to do the impossible, because all things are possible for God. But now he wants the impossible from the other side, for us to love him, to know the height and depth and breadth and length, not just to be filled with the fullness of God, not just to be filled with the infinite love of God, but now to love him fully in return. That's what it is to know the length and height and depth and breadth. It is, once again, that two-way street, just as we saw with the Nativity, just as we saw with the crucifixion, just as we see with the Holy Eucharist. He is right there in his fullness, loving you and wanting you to love him in return. But because, being human, we cannot initiate love. Only God can. All we can do is respond. We can receive it, and then we can respond. So if you look at it and say to yourself, well, I can't do that. How can I love him in return? Because he's putting his love in there for you to receive, and now you can love him with the love that he gave you. Which once again brings us to the amazing and the impossible, that you actually have the ability to love infinitely. You have the ability to love in a divine manner because of your baptism. God raised you up to that. Now he is giving you his own love to be in your heart so that you can love him with the love that he gave you. So these things ought to blow our minds. And because they do, we just tend to go, oh, well, that's beyond me. I don't get it. No. It is indeed beyond us, because it's infinite, but it is within us. It's the reality happening right here, right now. And so it is not beyond us, it is for us to enter into. Because we cannot do this on our own, in his mercy he comes to us and gives us the ability to do this, so that we can love as we are being loved. But we can not only just love him that way, we can love one another that way. That's what this mystery is all about. When we look at the Lord, absolutely everything is about charity. Everything. And we're made in his image and likeness, which means everything should be about charity, pure and simple. And not only has he made us that way, now he has given us the ability to do it, because it's him giving us the love and giving us the ability to love with the love with which he loves us. That is the gift. That is what we're celebrating today with the Sacred Heart, and to ponder that. That God loves us so much that he would become one of us, that again is beyond what we can ever grasp. But now that he loves us so much, he would actually be inside of us, loving us, so that we can know the fullness of his love and we can love with the fullness of his love. Ponder that one for a while. Bring that to prayer. Don't just say, oh, that I don't get it, it's beyond me. You'll never get it. You can't. So it's not because there's something wrong with you, it's because it's infinite. You're never going to understand it fully. but you can love it fully. That's, again, the miracle. St. Thomas tells us we can't love what we do not know. St. Francis of Assisi says we can't know what we do not love. In this case, once again, it's the miracle. We don't have to know it in order to love it, because the love is already there. And the more we love, the more we will know. And the more we know, the more we will love. That's the gift of God that is given to each one of us to be able to transform us, to conform us to the very love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus.